Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Law of Attraction, New Manifestation. For this episode, we are starting a new exciting series, the IQ series, Inspirational Quotes. Today, we're featuring Neville Goddard. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, everyone, the new IQ series. I am so excited to be sharing this with you. I had this idea come to me as I regularly go online and search for inspirational quotes from just people who I believe have made a difference in this world. And of course, everybody makes a difference, but I'm talking about people who have made a difference in my life through the knowledge that they have shared, the impact that they have made in helping others to change their life, change the way they think, grow spiritually, manifest more of what they want into their life. I mean, these are people that I just really admire and respect. And so I thought, gosh, it'd be a good idea to take some of these quotes, ones that I find particularly inspiring or ones that I have something to share on, and bring them to you all and talk about them. And that way you can hopefully get the same sort of inspiration that I get from reading these. So we're going to be doing a different person for every episode of this series. And today I have started, I think, with a good one. And we're talking about Neville Goddard. And what can be said about Neville Goddard? I mean, the stuff that he shared about, especially in the time during which he lived, was so revolutionary and so forward-thinking. And if you want to look up more information on him, of course, just Google his name. I don't know if you're in Law of Attraction circles, how could you not have heard of Neville Goddard? But just in case, maybe you're new to all this stuff, you should definitely look him up. So I'm going to go ahead and read each of these quotes and then share a little bit about why they were so impactful to me. And we'll see how this goes, all right? So here's the first one. Change your conception of yourself, and you will automatically change the world in which you live. Don't try to change people. They are only messengers telling you who you are. Revalue yourself, and they will confirm the change. Wow. So here's what comes to mind when I read that. And of course, well, maybe not of course, but to me, this really applies to individuals out there who are looking to manifest a new relationship, romantic relationship, or also very applicable is someone who just got over maybe a painful relationship ended, and they're trying to manifest their ex back, something like that. And what we often find is that, and it's understandable. I'm not trying to assign blame or fault here. But what you find is that many times the law of attraction techniques that individuals start using in this scenario, their aim, their focus is on getting someone else to do something, right? text me, call me, give me another chance, become more attracted to me, shower, more love onto me. And it's all very kind of outwardly focused. And as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, or if you've been watching me on YouTube, I am a very firm believer. As a matter of fact, that's probably an understatement, but I'm a very firm believer that if you want to manifest change in your life, okay, it is never about changing the outside thing. It is always about changing the self, changing vibration. And changing vibration comes through changing the way you think, the way you feel, the way you behave. That is truly the art of manifesting. And so just love seeing this quote because it just feels so good to know that somebody in the past is kind of confirming what you believe on some level to be true. And I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful quote. And it serves as a great reminder that when you are looking to change a situation outside of you, don't be fooled. It's really about changing the self, changing your own vibration. And then, of course, as your vibration changes, what happens? Remember, and we're going to get another quote referring to this in just a minute, so I don't want to give a spoiler here, but the outside world is merely a reflection of your vibration, is really what it is. So it's always, always, always about changing the self. Okay, let's go to quote number two. This is another wonderful quote. And this one says, your feelings create the pattern from which your world is fashioned. And a change of feeling is a change of pattern. Brilliant. So another thing that I've talked almost to death about, and something that I think you will hear, you know, if you listen to most, I guess, Law of Attraction teachers, is that feelings are where it's at, right? Feelings are really, you know, a lot of people, you may hear them say, you know, thinking, you know, your thoughts become your reality. And I have addressed this topic on multiple occasions here on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. I have a whole video, as a matter of fact, about, I forgot the exact title, but it basically the thumbnail has me holding a little sign saying thoughts do not equal reality. And what I find to be much more true is that feelings, the way feelings sort of inject thoughts, that is really what shapes reality. So thoughts are definitely a part of it. Don't get me wrong. It's just not the full picture, right? Because think about this. I think thoughts all day long, random thoughts, you know, like daydreams, you know, maybe fantasies about winning this or going here or, you know, projecting, you know, negative things that might happen. And a lot of those things don't come true. They really don't. What really shapes our reality is the emotions that get pushed through those thoughts. So thoughts that generate very powerful feelings, those are the ones that have a much higher likelihood to manifesting into physical experience, right? Sensory experience. But it's really all about the feelings. And so when we're looking to create change, it's about changing the feelings that we are experiencing. So I've talked about this a whole lot. And I don't want to go into too much detail, kind of repeat stuff I've already said, but one thing to consider here is that I've always talked about law of attraction techniques, and how do you know a law of attraction technique is a good one? Well, you can always measure how good it is based on how much it is changing the way that you feel as you use the technique. So let's say I'm visualizing, right? I'm visualizing something fun and simple. I'm visualizing winning the lottery, right? I'm visualizing winning the lottery. So I'm visualizing myself going to the lottery office. I'm showing them my ticket. People are clapping. You know, I'm super excited. You know, I'm now like got a bunch of money. As I visualize this, if I pay attention to how I feel, right, I start to notice that I feel happy, I feel excited, I feel joyful, I feel financially abundant. I have all these feelings starting to come up. And the feelings are what lead to the manifestation. Now, it doesn't mean that, this is just my opinion, it doesn't mean that the feelings are going to lead specifically to the lottery win. What it means is that those feelings that I am generating are now going to attract, so to speak, better circumstances related to my finances. So as I feel more financially abundant, as I generally feel more financially in control, more financially confident, more financially successful, if I'm able to generate that feeling regularly, and by the way, visualizing this would just be one tiny aspect of it, right? It's also about changing how I manage my money, changing how I think about money, doing affirmations. All these things are a big part of this. I just chose that as a simple example. But the point is that the goal of all those things is to change my feelings toward money. And it's that that attracts more financial abundance. And I want to hit you with the last quote, which is a really good one. But I just have to pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor. I will be right back. All right, everyone. Thank you for your patience. I am back, and I have one more quote that I want to hit you with here. And this one says, it's one of my favorite ones, and I alluded to it a little bit ago when I mentioned the reflection. It says here, "Stop trying to change the world, since it is only the mirror. Man's attempt to change the world by force is as fruitless as breaking a mirror in the hope of changing his face. Leave the mirror and change your face. Leave the world alone and change your conceptions of yourself." Wow, powerful, right? Powerful, powerful. This actually reminds me a little bit. I love how he threw in this word, by force. There's so much you can say about that one word, the fact that he included it. But what this makes me think of is, if you've been listening to the podcast for a little bit, you know on Tuesdays I have the Tuesday Taoism series. And the book, the Tao Te Ching, talks a whole lot about this. And I don't remember the exact chapter number, but there's a chapter in the book where, probably multiple chapters, where the author talks about using force and how when we are using force, we actually create more resistance. Now, using more kind of traditional, for lack of a better word, law of attraction terms, you could call this desperation or trying to overly control, right? That's the connotation I get out of by force, right? So the Tao does an amazing job. Tao Te Ching does an amazing job. It has this concept, by the way, called Wu Wei. I've talked about it before. You can Google that term if you're interested in learning more about this. I believe it's probably one of the highest goals of a process to master when it comes to just living life, manifesting. It's Wu Wei. It's spelled W-U space W-E-I. Wu Wei. And it's basically the art of action and non-action becoming one. And this, obviously, again, using law of attraction terms, can be called something like inspired action, where you are taking some action. And, you know, there's all that whole, what's the word I'm looking for? That whole, not controversy, but that whole debate, I guess debate is a better word, between taking action versus, you know, just allowing. And I truly believe that there is no such thing as 100% non-action. Non-action means you're dead. you can't do anything anymore because your body is no longer around, right? And that's physical body. I'm talking, you know, there's a whole Pandora's box there that we could get into, but I'm not going there right now. The idea is that if you are alive, if your body is alive and you are breathing and you are thinking, you are taking action. Affirmations are action. Visualizations are actions. Changing the way you feel is an action. All law of attraction techniques are actions. Okay. There's no such thing as non-action. The key is what kind of energy are you putting into those actions? Are you forcing? Are you pushing? Are you trying to overly control? Are your techniques coming out of a place or a vibration of desperation, of lack? This is all stuff that could be attributed to when he says here, by force, in this quote. Stop trying to change the world, says, since it is only the mirror. Man's attempt to change the world by force is as fruitless as breaking a mirror in the hope of changing his face. Now, the rest of this quote is actually quite similar to the other two quotes that I've talked about. Leave the mirror and change your face, right? That is coming back to the idea of ultimately to change anything, it's about changing the self. Now, let me throw in a little monkey wrench, so to speak, okay? And this is not a big monkey wrench, but it's something just to consider. There are some people, right, that are stuck right now in very, very horrible situations. I'm talking about matter of life and death situations like abuse, hunger, and it can be, I would just think that if I'm in a position like that, and somebody tells me, oh, well, you know, don't worry about going to get food, just change your the way you feel, and the food will appear, that is a tall order, okay? And the monkey wrench I'm throwing in here is that that's a kind of a different context. Because when we talk about law of attraction, when we talk about these kinds of approaches, we are kind of assuming that basic needs are met, meaning food, shelter, clothing, things like that are already there, are already in place. If you want to look up more information on this, you could look up Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's interesting stuff to read about. But the idea is that if you are stuck in a situation where these basic needs are not met, then automatically, there's going to be much more of a sense of desperation, of fear, of anxiety, of worry. And in those types of cases, you really need to, I think, the approach there is seeking help. Seeking help because at that point, you don't really have the mental ability to be happy, be grateful, to align, to change your vibration. You really need an interesting way to put it is almost like you need the manifesting power of other people. And other people can help you to get out of that. And then as those basic needs become more stabilized, then you can really begin to take off with some of these other practices, okay? So I just want to throw that in there because, you know, it's just something that came to me and I think it's important to point out. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed the first of this new series. I think as of right now, it's going to be something I'm going to be doing on Saturdays. So every Saturday, you can expect a new IQ episode, inspirational quotes, and it'll be featuring a different person each time. I think it'll be very, very cool, and we'll get some great information out of it that hopefully inspires you in your practice. Again, thanks so much for listening. Go on to YouTube, search for Dreams Warp in the description of all my videos. You can go get your free subliminal. You should go do that now. There's also links down there to my Instagram, my Twitter, where you will find 1 minute motivational videos that I post a couple times per week. And you'll find a link to, in case you want to book some one-on-one time with me to chit-chat, ask questions, or do full-on coaching. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be doing our Zen stream on Sundays. Take care.